many of you may have had your DNA test done so that you can understand more about your genealogy and your ancestral data. What these tests and data doesn't tell you though is the lifestyle that your ancestors had, the foods that they ate, or even their activity levels. But here's what we do know. Our ancestors, during the hunter-gatherer days, they didn't eat regular meals like we did. They did intermittent fasting, and sometimes maybe even extended fasting. And here's how their typical day went. Sun comes up, the men gather their weapons, and they start walking out to hunt for food. Meanwhile, the women would stay behind and take care of the family. On a good day, the men were able to hunt down some food, and they'd bring it home before the sun came down. They'll bring what they hunted home and ate it all with the family. So it's a, in a good scenario, our ancestors ate one meal a day, and it's a big deal, right? Because they didn't have a refrigerator or freezer. They didn't pickle or preserve things, so they ate the whole thing from nose to tail. Now, on a not so lucky day, the men would go out for an entire day without finding anything at all. Sun comes down, the men would stay out, they'll rest, and they'll wait for the sun to come out back up the next day so they can go hunting again. Sometimes they may find something small, like a little rabbit, and they'll just eat it along the way. Meanwhile, the women back at home, well, they're fasting for at least a day, if not more, and the men won't return until they found food, and sometimes that may take 2 to 3 days, right? So our ancestors lived on a fast and famine cycle.
Wait, what?
So our ancestors lived on a feast and fast cycle. They practiced fasting regularly.
So what happened to us? I've heard so many friends and clients that says, I can't fast, I have to eat, I can't stand being hungry. What is wrong with us?
We got spoiled. Living in the world today, we have an abundance of food. We can literally eat 24 hours a day if we wanted to, unlike our ancient ancestors who had periods of feast and famine. And depending on what they hunted or gathered that day, they never knew when they'll get to eat again. So intermittent fasting was common for them. Food wasn't as convenient as going to your local supermarket or ordering online delivery as most of you probably been doing since the shelter in place with COVID-19. Our ability to intermittent fast is built inside our bodies. We just learn to ignore it because food is so abundant to most of us. But recently, intermittent fasting has regained its popularity because of the many great benefits it has, such as reducing free radical damage, chronic inflammation, and helping your body regenerate itself. Pretty cool.
Before we move on, let us first introduce ourselves. My name is Minna, and this is...
I'm Andy.
And we're the Foolish Couple. You are watching our blog series on boosting your immune system. Now, we created this special series just for you because of the current situation that we are in. The spread of the COVID virus, the pandemic, and our shelter-in-place order. Now, this is the last video of our 7-part series. Just a quick recap. We started off the immune boosting series by first talking about metabolic efficiency. If you don't know what it is, make sure you follow the link and go back and watch that video. And then we talked about how our fears and anxiety actually weakens our immunity and makes us more susceptible to illnesses, and how you can overcome your fear, especially right now. We talked about the foods that helps our immune system in part 3, and if you've been using a lot of bleach and Clorox and Lysol and other strong chemical cleaners, make sure that you watch part 4 because over-sanitizing your home may actually hurt your health. In part 5, we talk about the relationship between your age and your immune system. And in part 6, we zoned in on vitamin D and how this little vitamin can really boost your immune system. And to wrap it all up, today, in part 7, we're going to talk about this amazing new discovery, which is also, actually, our ancestral wisdom, which can really boost our immune system. Now, if you're a pet owner like us, Have you ever noticed that when your baby, meaning your cat or dog, is not feeling well, they will stop eating and just seem to lay around a lot? This doesn't mean that they're sick and they're going to pass away. On the contrary, they have a primal instinct to prioritize their energy usage to boost the immune system and to fight off infection. The interesting thing is, it actually takes a lot of energy to digest the food that you just ate. So for pets, they instinctively know to conserve the energy to fight off their ailments and infections rather than just using it to burn off the food.
That's right. Whenever we eat, our innate immune system will try to protect us from any bad microorganisms that may be present inside the foods that we eat. It activates white blood cells to ward off any bad stuff that was present in the foods we eat. These white blood cells fight off any other infections that may be happening inside our body. Now, during fasting, these white blood cells will be free to attack and protect us from infections such as the COVID-19. It's interesting, in the whole animal kingdom, humans are the only species that are giving more food to eat during times of infections and illnesses.
Yeah, that's right. For as long as I can remember, whenever I was sick, and that actually happens a lot when I was a kid, my parents would always give me rice porridge or congee to eat. And this habit was ingrained into our lives all the way into our late 30s. Whenever Andy and I got sick, the other one would either cook congee or buy congee for the other to eat. This was taught to us by our parents as the best way to recover.
And that may not be the best thing for us. That's probably one of the reasons both of us got sick all the time, got the cold or flu every season, and were out for days, and even sometimes weeks, all the way until we hit 40s, right? Like, right into our early 40s. We were literally fed lies that didn't help us recover faster, but may have even damaged our health over time in the long run. Looking back for the first 40 years of our lives, the diet we ate was more or less modeled after what our parents ate, or what most Chinese families eat today. And it really wasn't one that was meant for health, or more importantly, longevity. Congee, after all, is essentially rice boiled down in water till it became this thick like porridge. And white rice is pretty high on the glycemic scale, and it will spike your blood sugars after eating it. And remember in an earlier episode, higher blood sugar actually lowers your immune system. So your body may feel more comfortable with the congee in your belly, but in essence, it is lowering your immune system with the spike in sugar, and it's also wasting precious energy your body can be using to heal itself.
We've already talked about how energy can be used to boost your immune system rather than digesting food as a way fasting helps your immune system. Now let's take a look at other ways how water fasting can help with your immune system. It helps flush out bad microorganisms that may be in your gut. It stimulates cellular autophagy. It speeds up and improves genetic repair, improves your insulin sensitivity and boosts ketones, and reduces resting heart rate and blood pressure. So tell us what autophagy is and why it is so important for cellular repair and boosting the immune system.
Your body is constantly trying to make new cells, but it does not break down old damaged cells or abnormally develop cells fast enough, nor often enough. That's why we age and why we can get autoimmune diseases and maybe even cancer over time from all these old and abnormal cells that build up inside our bodies. Autophagy is a fundamental process at the cellular level that breaks down old damaged cells and abnormal cells to recycle them for energy, for repairing damage, to store and rejuvenate your cells. However, autophagy works best during periods of intermittent fasting. And since we have an endless supply of food, most of us are not doing intermittent fasting to allow autophagy to happen. Since everyone is a bio-individual, autophagy works at different rates. For some, intermittent fasting of 12 hours may stimulate autophagy, but research shows that autophagy usually happens after 16 to 24 hour fast for most people. depending on how high their insulin levels or blood sugars are. Once again, eating that congee definitely is not going to help your body lower insulin and boost autophagy.
So if you haven't tried intermittent fasting or water fasting yet, it really isn't that hard to do. Most of you may already be doing it already. Without even knowing it. We suggest that everyone start with a 12-12 intermittent fast, meaning that you eat your meals in a 12-hour window and then fast for, don't eat for the other 12-hour window. For example, your last meal of the day will be at 8 p.m. and that includes all the snacking, and you don't eat again until it is 8 a.m. the next day. If you are not already doing this, I suggest you start now. You will notice that you have better energy, and if you're already doing this, we suggest you try a 16-8 intermittent fast. This means it's eating in an 8-hour window for all your meals and fast for the 16 hours. For example, your last meal at 8 p.m. and your breakfast the next day would start at 12 p.m. or actually lunchtime. This is a little bit harder, meaning you actually have to skip breakfast, but it will give you a better chance to activate autophagy and boost your immune system.
There's some really crazy benefits to your body when you intermittent fast for longer periods of time, such as boosting insulin density to reduce symptoms of type 2 diabetes, naturally lowering your blood pressure, starving cancer cells, regenerating your own stem cells to look and feel easily 10-15 younger than your actual age. Those are some pretty amazing benefits. And if you're interested in learning more, join us for our intermittent fasting video series. You can sign up for that video series here. Over 3 days, you'll learn all there is to know about intermittent fasting and why you need to start doing it now. Sign up now. We hope you enjoyed our Boosting Your Immunity series. And if you missed any of the episodes, make sure you watch them and get our free gifts. Download our free metabolic fishing list, and also learn about how our digestive health is important to your immune system in our free Gut Matters ebook, and how chronic inflammation in your cells can cause you to be immunocompromised in our free webinar in the links provided.
As we close our Boosting Your Immunity series, we hope everyone is doing everything they can to take care of themselves to boost not only immunity, but your health. Sometimes it takes something like a pandemic to wake us up that we're not as healthy as we think we are. It is never too late to change that, to start your journey to better health today. So book your free first consultation and sign up for our upcoming intermittent fasting video series now to repair damaged cells and regrow new ones to boost your health and immunity. Sign up now. Until next time, love what you live and live what you love.